I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did she even vet him? Did they even bother?
Good question.
Or serious question. You know what this looks like to me? Or was he just the only governor in the country willing to take the job? Because they know what the internal polling looks like and they don't want to be associated with this woman. Serious question. And on the Battleground podcast 2 days ago, as you mentioned, Lee, I went through each of the candidates and kind of went, wait, where'd they all go? Mm-hmm. The candidates for vice president. And if you go back and look for them, you'll see they disappeared one by one, just kind of quietly dropping out. The people whose names were floated from the moment that Kamala Harris, you know, it became clear that she would be the nominee, which, as we know, was an accident. She was not supposed to be the nominee. That article in the New York Post that got all the buzz, the one about how Pelosi and Schumer and Obama, you know, in what is essentially a coup, pushed Biden out. That's a series of articles. There's two of them, and they've been widely quoted. If you go down to the second half, and by the way, they've never denied it. Schumer hasn't, neither has Obama. You go down into the second half of the article, and it says that Barack Obama pushed Joe out because he intended always for Mark Kelly to be the nominee. And Mark Kelly, thank God, he'd have been tough for us to beat. Astronaut, not widely known, so they could project onto him whatever they want. Wouldn't have to run on the party's actual record. It's just, it would have been a mess. And what Joe did in an act of spite was endorse Kamala on the way out, which, according to the New York Post article that broke all of this, enraged Obama. And they got stuck with her. They couldn't dislodge her. They had wanted to have the blitz primary specifically to stop her, you know, at or around the convention, knowing she can't win it. And they'd say, well, you know, we really wanted to have the black woman, but oh, look at the time, see? And look, Mark Kelly's got all these votes. So she has always been deeply unpopular. She was not supposed to be their nominee. This is a runaway nomination. As soon as Joe endorsed her, within 24 hours, she locked up the delegates, okay? So just for starters, cautionary tale, do you want to be part of that ticket?
I don't think so.
They didn't want her.
Especially if you want a future in the Democrat Party
exactly.
politics.
And especially if you just wait 4 years, you're viable. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, Gretchen Whitmer, who had teams ready to go, ready to lobby, and we're doing some lobbying for the potential blitz primary, suddenly discovers that actually she promised her constituents she'd finish her gubernatorial term. Admire your commitment there, Gretch.
And you know, as a Democrat, that if Trump were to win, that you would be running, you would not be running against an incumbent.
No. So this is the A-team. The whole A-team turned her down. Andy Beshears quietly bowed out. Mark Kelly pretty much vanished. Gavin Newsom hasn't been heard from. Roy Cooper, governor of North Carolina, dropped out 2 weeks ago, said he wanted to finish his term. It's only 4 months.
Yeah, not going to be long.
Yeah, so no one ever, right? So that's what you're dealing with. She grabs Walz just as the news of her and Biden letting these 99 terrorists go in America. And they may not have even known, Lee. That was probably just Mayorkas, but it's in her name. She's having a hard time dealing with her record. Doesn't want to answer questions on that. She's embarrassed by the news of her husband's previous affair and getting another woman pregnant coming out. I mean, all of this, it started to turn bad for her. She's like, okay, Tim Walz. And I don't think either she didn't vet him or he was the only governor willing to do it. And they went, you know what? We got to take him. We don't have a choice. Because who else?
No.
Can't go with a Jewish guy. Democrat base is, you know, ferociously anti-Semitic now. And they know it. So who else? Okay. Tim Walz. And now you're seeing, Lee, why. When I saw the TV and I saw that man's mug on the TV, Tim Walz's mug, he's not very attractive face. He's not well-spoken, has no gravitas, is not attractive. That's what they'd be saying about him if he was a Republican second-tier pick, and they'd be asking if Trump was desperate. And the answer would be yes. Yeah. Yes, that would be the answer. And so when you see Tim Walz, when you're finding out what has been going on with him with the stolen valor, you can see why you don't recognize his face. The Democrats never pushed him forward as a national candidate because he's a disaster too. And because this stolen valor thing has dogged him for years in Minnesota. I mean, think about this. When you have the former members of your unit following you around in the media, calling you out for stolen valor, going back as far as 6 years, you want that guy on your ticket? You don't. And now they're all doing interviews.
And they are not complimentary.
No, they're not. I mean, those interviews are brutal. So here's what happened in a nutshell. Our side has done a very poor job of explaining this. It's not that hard. We need better reporters on our side. Here's what's happened, and it's very simple. Okay, so he serves in the National Guard 24 years. That would have been fine if you left it there. That would have been fine. And he is promoted to the rank of Command Sergeant Major. Okay, so they give you the rank first. You sign documents saying, hey, I agreed to go through the 2 years of education right. needed for that. It's essentially like going back to college last 2 years. Signs it. Yep, thanks for the new rank. Then he finds out, oh my gosh, my unit's being deployed to Iraq. Decides he doesn't want to go. So he retires. Well, what does that mean? He immediately gets busted down in rank, right? Because he didn't do the work.
Yeah, resumes the original rank prior
that
to that.
That he had.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Which was Master Sergeant.
Master Sergeant, fine. If he had just said, hey, listen, served 24 years in the National Guard, you know, left Master Sergeant, great, everything would be fine. But this is where you start to see that Tim Walz is not mentally well in the same way that Joe Biden is not mentally well. He's a compulsive liar. He's a compulsive liar. And he begins in multiple instances telling the story of his time in Iraq. In fact, one of the most interesting things, if you go back and you look at Bloomberg's coverage of this, going all the way back to 2019, this Bloomberg reporter is reporting over and over again about his courageous service in Iraq. Walz never corrected him.
Hmm.
On the governor's website, he lists himself as a command sergeant major. And then you find out for years in Minnesota, the members of his former unit who hate him, I mean, they haven't said that, but it's pretty clear, have been running around Minnesota mocking him, talking about him, and demanding he take that rank down and stop claiming he served in Iraq because he didn't. And he's very slick. He's very subtle in how he does it. This is him talking about wanting to take your guns, as all good communists want to do, and he is. He's at least a socialist. He's admitted that. And he's talking about when he went to war with guns.
I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
those weapons of war that I carried. And he's talking about going into a war zone, which he has either told multiple reporters or they read it in his bio and he didn't correct it when they reported it, including in the Atlantic and in just a ton of publications, because once Bloomberg writes something, it gets picked up. This has been going on for years. And he's been using a rank that he did not have. He got demoted. Okay. Coming up, we're going to hear from the guy who was promoted to take his place and lead the unit to Iraq because Walls fled that duty. Wait till you hear what he has to say.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Every other presidential candidate has considered this the honeymoon. They do as many interviews as they can. With friendly media. They're out. They get exposure. And Kamala Harris, she's hiding. And now, so is Tim Walz. Walking away from the media, Joe Biden, and now Kamala Harris style, when a difficult question is asked. He's on the tarmac here. He's with supporters. He's smiling. He's taking a picture. The reporter asked him, hey, Tim. What about stolen valor? What about lying about your military service? He walks away quickly.
Governor, fans accuse you of stolen valor. Your response. Governor.
He just walks away because he's royalty now. They don't have to deign to answer the peasants' questions. But the problem that they had, this would not have been a problem in 2020. Okay, the problem they have now is X. X is the most downloaded news app on Earth. Meaning more people use Elon Musk's algorithm for news than use actual news. Which is why this is a problem. They haven't figured out how to fix this. By the way, just as I predicted, the elites in the EU want Elon Musk arrested. Wait till after the election. They're either going to charge him with crimes here and arrest him here because the Department of Justice is working on their second case, criminal case against him after the first one failed, or they'll extradite him to the EU. It's going to be one of the two. And in the EU, they have speech codes. You violate those, which they say he has, and they can put you in prison. They can put you in prison for up to 5 years. So he's going to be in trouble after the election. They're just waiting. But it's killing him now because they can't silence people like retired Command Sergeant Major Thomas Behrens. So Walz serves 24 years in the Minnesota National Guard, gets promoted to Command Sergeant Major on the condition that he complete 2 years of schooling. He finds out he's going to be deployed to Iraq and immediately retires. So they bust him down a rank because he didn't do the work that he had signed the document saying he would do. Okay, all that's fine. You can do that. maybe not the most honorable thing, but okay, he served 24 years. But he wanted to claim credit for going to Iraq. Why? He was running for Congress. Take a listen. This is the guy, Thomas Behrens, who stepped up and took his place in leadership and took the unit to Iraq instead, because Walz was too busy out there lying about his military service and trying to get elected to Congress. Here is what retired Command Sergeant Major Thomas Behrens, who served with Walz, thinks of all this.
Is this just, you know, a casual mistake? Is this something far darker?
That's way far darker than a lot of people think. I mean, it is stolen valor. He's used the rank that he never achieved in order to advance his political career. He's done it for decades now, basically. I mean, maybe not decades, but damn close to it. I mean, he still says he's a retired command sergeant major to this day, and he's not. He uses his rank. Uses rank of others to make it look like he's a better person than he is.
He even put it on the governor's website, and his old unit, other guys from his unit came after him demanding he take it down. This has been a controversy in Minnesota for years. And the fact she picked him anyway tells me, you know what it tells me? She's desperate. She didn't have another governor willing to do this, didn't want to run with her. And that tells me their internal polling is really bad. Okay, so here's retired Command Sergeant Major Thomas Behrens on having to step up into that position, take Walz's place while Walz runs around taking credit for what Behrens is actually doing, i.e. taking the unit to Iraq.
Yeah, on his biography, on his campaign website, and even on the Minnesota website, it lists him, Governor Walz, as a retired Command Sergeant Major. And his governor's bio says the same thing. It even says that is the rank he retired at. I mean, that's just a fact. You did or didn't. But again, the Minnesota National Guard told The Angle he retired as a master sergeant. Now, for people who don't have any military background, they might think, oh, command, you know, sergeant major, master sergeant. Why is that such a big deal? Tell us why that's such a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal for the simple fact that in order to, when you get conditionally promoted to command sergeant major or sergeant major, you're signing a document that states that you will complete the United States Army Sergeant Major's Academy, which is technically a two-year college course almost. And if you don't complete that, you don't get the rank. So you basically get reduced. It's conditional. You get pinned with E9, but then it gets taken away from you when you either quit or you end up having don't complete the course. So what he did basically was he quit. He didn't complete that condition. He didn't complete the condition of doing 2 years after graduation. So he gets reduced to a master sergeant, and that's what he is right now, as a retired master sergeant.
Well, while giving a speech on how he should be able to take your guns, as Governor Tim Walz lied and said this.
I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back, and I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
Yeah. CNN saying he said that several times. And it's a lie.
Walz did make a comment speaking to a group. He's done it a couple of times where he has used language that has suggested that he carried weapons in a fighting situation. As you know, with your contact with the military, I know from coming from a military family, there is a difference between being in a combat area, being involved at a time of war, and actually being in a position where people are shooting at you. There is no evidence that at any time Governor Walz was in a position of being shot at, and some of his language could easily be seen to suggest that he was. So that is absolutely false when he said that about gun rights out there.
Ouch. Ouch. Here's what retired Command Sergeant Major Thomas Barron said about that.
I mean, if he thinks Italy was a combat zone or a war zone and he was carrying that in war, he's delusional. I mean, that was all said just like him saying he was a Command Sergeant Major, just another way to embellish his career beyond what it was, stolen valor for the people that actually were in war, and he's acting like he was in war. Well, yeah, he carried an M16 back when we were in, I don't know, maybe he never even had the thing out of the supply room in Italy. I would really doubt if he ever did. I don't think I ever had my weapon out in England, but I was out there making sure that they had food and making sure that they had a good place to sleep and made sure they leave. I mean, that's what a first sergeant does in a deployment like that. I mean, you're in charge of leave and passes and duty roster and different things like that. I doubt if he even took his damn rifle out in Italy.
Yeah, he went to Italy. He did not go to Iraq. He quit, and that guy went in his place. Members of his unit died serving there, and they don't appreciate him pretending that he was there, too. Well, Kamala Harris is of the opinion she doesn't have to answer any questions. She's now part of the globalist liberal elite royalty, and they don't need to answer the peasants' questions. This is what they call democracy. You're seeing it in action. This democracy of which they speak that they must protect, this is that. This is that. And when it gets to the point that even Van Jones on CNN's like, yeah, you got to answer some questions. When it gets to the point where J.D. Vance touches down at the same Wisconsin airport that your, you know, Air Force Two is on, he walks over to Air Force Two. The media's just standing there because she's not going to talk to them. And he walks up and asks if they're lonely. And then he starts interviewing them, offers to answer any question they have, and then ask them, hey, you know, has she explained to you why she won't speak to you and take questions? By the way, word is she's now taking off the record questions. That doesn't count. I'm sorry. No, that's not an interview. Off the record is not an interview. Off the record means I'm going to inform you off the record about what's going on, but you can't use my name. That's not an interview. She needs to do a big girl interview. Remember they said that this was the big boy debate. Joe Biden's going to go out there, show he could do it. She needs to do the big girl interview. And she hasn't done a single interview in 19 days. Folks, this is normally, again, when presidential candidates seek the limelight. They might be picky, and that's fine. Don't sit down with a reporter who doesn't like you. I get it. I wouldn't. Not in the honeymoon. But sit down with a reporter. She's afraid to even do that. And when you have even Van Jones calling you out, Obama's acolyte on CNN, come on.
I'm not mad that she's not doing 15 interviews a day, but it can't last. It's very important, and we can't, you know, make favorites. Anybody running for the top office needs to be as available as possible.
Yeah, I'll say. And I guess he's a protester now, so he should probably shut up. Kamala had protesters at her rally. Okay, she wants to talk, but not to reporters. She will not justify herself to you through the media. She will not do that. She will not deign to do that. And if she's speaking, you should shut up. This is her addressing a reporter.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. I am speaking. If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
You know what this reminds me of? My daughter took European history about a year ago. It was a tough course, college course. We all got into it because it was fascinating, the whole family. She had a great teacher. And this reminds me of feudal times where the leadership believed they were ordained by God. They were royals. And as such, they didn't need to offer justifications to the peasants or even speak with them ever. But they expected to have total and complete control over their lives. This reminds me of that. The royalty in a feudal lordal system. And there is somebody she wants to silence, though. Listen to this. In the last hour, I told you the shocking story of former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard being added to the terror watch list. Let that sink in. That Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat, former Hawaii, yeah, her. And now every time she flies, she's being tracked by teams of government agents with dogs. We know for a fact she's been added to the terror watch list that the TSA keeps, and that she is dogged on every flight and harassed because she's been given the quad quadruple S rating. And because a woman by the name of Sonia Labosco, she's the executive director of the Air Marshal National Council, told DC Undercover that she's been placed on the domestic terror watch list and that when she travels, she may be unaware of it. She now has two explosive detection canine teams, one transportation security specialist in explosives, one plainclothes TSA supervisor, and three federal air marshals on every flight. And she says they wait for her at each check-in point. Now, when was she added? Listen to this. You want to know what it's going to be like to live in East Germany? You're about to find out if this woman wins. You're about to find out if they cheat their way in. When was she put on the terror watch list? As we, by the way, let 99 actual terrorists go. Caught at the border or turned themselves in. We know they're on the international terror watch list and we let them go. 99. Found that out on Monday. No time for them. We're after Tulsi. What did she get put on? July 24th. I'm sorry, July 23rd. It was July 23rd. A day after she criticized Kamala Harris, Biden, and the national security state in an interview with Laura Ingraham. I saw it was brutal. I actually ran tape on it, but I never ended up playing it. I gotta go dig that back out. The federal air marshals were notified, were mobilized on July 24th and assigned to their first flight with her on July 25th. She happened to be flying from Rome to, and I have it here, Dallas. Now, when you have this designation, and Presley Stutz had it because he was a Tea Party, and he also was there at January 6th, didn't do anything illegal. And so at every gate, doesn't matter that you've already gone through security once, they stop you every time, over and over and over again. Well, Matt Taibbi caught up with Tulsi Gabbard, and she's getting the full sexual assault. I've had it. I know what it's like. They're squeezing or patting down everything, underwear, bras, workout clothes, every inch of every piece of clothing. And I'm talking, it's extensive. It's invasive. I think I'm a pretty tough person. I could get through it. It had me in tears when I flew last. I've had this exact thing. I know how she feels. It's horrific. She says, Tulsi Gabbard says, the TSA agent said to her, why are you quad S? You're in the military. Because she'd offered her military ID. And Tulsi said, and I said, that's exactly what I'm wondering, but I'm in politics. And the agent said, oh. The TSA agent then told her he'd encountered supporters of President Trump who'd had no issues traveling before, but were now marked quad S every time they traveled. And folks, you understand, they tear your luggage apart. Not the usual go through it. I mean, they take compartments out. You have to turn on your electronics. It goes on for 45 minutes. And she says these agents are waiting for her every time she comes through. Now, and it started the day after that Laura Ingraham interview. So let me get this straight. The Queen, Her Highness, does not deign to speak to us for 19 days. If you criticize her, she will use her quadruple SS Stasi, East German style, to harass you. But if you dare, as a peasant, attempt to make your opinion known, she will say this to you at her rally to shut you up so she can keep talking.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. I am speaking. If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Text your rates in the comments, says retirement planning text line 71307. Assignment of air marshals for illegitimate reasons is government misappropriation of funds. It's illegal under the Waste, Fraud, and Abuse of Funds program. Yeah, who's going to prosecute? The DOJ? They probably had a hand in this. Look, I don't know. But I look, here's what I'm going to tell you about this. I don't know if this is true, but Fitz News does have a pretty good track record of getting some really big stories early on. I'm just going to read what they're reporting. I don't know if it's true. Federal agents conducting an ongoing investigation involving a sitting member of the South Carolina General Assembly are probing allegations related to child exploitation, specifically allegations tied to child sex abuse materials. Well, Kamala Harris is of the opinion she doesn't have to answer any questions. She's now part of the globalist liberal elite royalty, and they don't need to answer the peasants' questions. This is what they call democracy. You're seeing it in action. This democracy of which they speak that they must protect, this is that. This is that. And when it gets to the point that even Van Jones on CNN's like, yeah, you got to answer some questions. When it gets to the point where J.D. Vance touches down at the same Wisconsin airport that your, you know, Air Force Two is on, he walks over to Air Force Two. The media is just standing there because she's not going to talk to them. And he walks up and asks if they're lonely. And then he starts interviewing them, offers to answer any question they have, and then asks them, hey, you know, has she explained to you why she won't speak to you and take questions? By the way, word is she's now taking off the record questions. That doesn't count. I'm sorry. No, that's not an interview. Off the record is not an interview. Off the record means I'm going to inform you off the record about what's going on, but you can't use my name. That's not an interview. She needs to do a big girl interview. Remember they said that this was the big boy debate. Joe Biden's going to go out there, show he could do it. She needs to do the big girl interview. And she hasn't done a single interview in 19 days. Folks, this is normally, again, when presidential candidates seek the limelight. They might be picky, and that's fine. Don't sit down with a reporter who doesn't like you. I get it. I wouldn't. Not in the honeymoon. But sit down with a reporter. She's afraid to even do that. And when you have even Van Jones calling you out, Obama's acolyte on CNN, come on.
I'm not mad that she's not doing 15 interviews a day, but it can't last. It's very important, and we can't, you know, make favorites. Anybody running for the top office needs to be as available as possible.
Yeah, I'll say. And I guess he's a protester now, so he should probably shut up. Kamala had protesters at her rally. Okay, she wants to talk, but not to reporters. She will not justify herself to you through the media. She will not do that. She will not deign to do that. And if she's speaking, you should shut up. This is her addressing a reporter.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. I am speaking. If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
You know what this reminds me of? My daughter took European history about a year ago. It was a tough course, college course. We all got into it because it was fascinating, the whole family. She had a great teacher. And this reminds me of feudal times where the leadership believed they were ordained by God. They were royals. And as such, they didn't need to offer justifications to the peasants or even speak with them ever. But they expected to have total and complete control over their lives. This reminds me of that. The royalty in a feudal lordal system. And there is somebody she wants to silence, though. Listen to this. In the last hour, I told you the shocking story of former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard being added to the terror watch list. Let that sink in. That Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat, former Hawaii, yeah, her. And now every time she flies, she's being tracked by teams of government agents with dogs. We know for a fact she's been added to the terror watch list that the TSA keeps, and that she is dogged on every flight and harassed because she's been given the quad quadruple S rating. And because a woman by the name of Sonia Labosco, she's the executive director of the Air Marshal National Council, told DC Undercover that she's been placed on the domestic terror watch list and that when she travels, she may be unaware of it. She now has two explosive detection canine teams, one transportation security specialist in explosives, one plainclothes TSA supervisor and three federal air marshals on every flight. And she says they wait for her at each check-in point. Now, when was she added? Listen to this. You want to know what it's going to be like to live in East Germany? You're about to find out if this woman wins. You're about to find out if they cheat their way in. When was she put on the terror watch list? As we, by the way, let 99 actual terrorists go. Caught at the border or turned themselves in. We know they're on the international terror watch list and we let them go. 99. Found that out on Monday. No time for them. We're after Tulsi. What date did she get put on? July 24th. I'm sorry, July 23rd. It was July 23rd. A day after she criticized Kamala Harris, Biden, and the national security state in an interview with Laura Ingraham. I saw it was brutal. I actually ran tape on it, but I never ended up playing it. I got to go dig that back out. The federal air marshals were notified, were mobilized on July 24th and assigned to their first flight with her on July 25th. She happened to be flying from Rome to, and I have it here, Dallas. Now, when you have this designation, and Presley Stutz had it because he was a Tea Party, and he also was there at January 6th, didn't do anything illegal. And so at every gate, doesn't matter that you've already gone through security once, they stop you every time, over and over and over again. Well, Matt Taibbi caught up with Tulsi Gabbard, and she's getting the full sexual assault. I've had it. I know what it's like. They're squeezing or patting down everything, underwear, bras, workout clothes, every inch of every piece of clothing. And I'm talking, it's extensive. It's invasive. I think I'm a pretty tough person. I could get through it. It had me in tears when I flew last. I've had this exact thing. I know how she feels. It's horrific. She says, Tulsi Gabbard says, the TSA agent said to her, why are you quad S? You're in the military. Because she'd offered her military ID. And Tulsi said, and I said, that's exactly what I'm wondering, but I'm in politics. And the agent said, oh. The TSA agent then told her he'd encountered supporters of President Trump who'd had no issues traveling before, but were now marked quad S every time they traveled. And folks, you understand, they tear your luggage apart. Not the usual go through it. I mean, they take compartments out. You have to turn on your electronics. It goes on for 45 minutes. And she says these agents are waiting for her every time she comes through. Now, and it started the day after that Laura Ingraham interview. So let me get this straight. The Queen, Her Highness, does not deign to speak to us for 19 days. If you criticize her, she will use her quadruple SS Stasi, East German style, to harass you. But if you dare, as a peasant, attempt to make your opinion known, she will say this to you at her rally to shut you up so she can keep talking.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. I am speaking. If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Texter writes in the comments, says retirement planning text line 71307. Assignment of air marshals for illegitimate reasons is government misappropriation of funds. It's illegal under the Waste, Fraud, and Abuse of Funds program. Yeah, who's going to prosecute? The DOJ? They probably had a hand in this. Look, I don't know, but here's what I'm going to tell you about this. I don't know if this is true. But Fitz News does have a pretty good track record of getting some really big stories early on. I'm just going to read what they're reporting. I don't know if it's true. Federal agents conducting an ongoing investigation involving a sitting member of the South Carolina General Assembly are probing allegations related to child exploitation. Specifically, allegations tied to child sex abuse materials more commonly known as child pornography, served as the basis for a search warrant executed at the home of second-term South Carolina State Representative R.J. May of West Columbia. So, supposedly the search warrant was executed on May's home early Monday morning. That'd be August 5th. Electronic devices seized. So, we'll see. We'll see what's going on. All right. So, poor Tulsi Gabbard is on the terror watch list. Folks, this cannot continue to happen. As we learn that actual terrorists have been released this week. Folks, in updating the breaking news story, I mean, this is huge. Judicial Watch is reporting they've gotten internal documents showing the Biden administration lied about releasing a Jordanian terrorist into the country. This Jordanian terrorist was one of two illegal immigrants who did what sure looked like a dry run for a terror attack on Quantico. Remember that a couple months ago? The Biden administration hid that. We wouldn't know about it, except that a local reporter broke the news in the local newspaper about it. But these two illegals got a white truck, claimed they were with Amazon, tried to drive into the base, but it didn't work out because they weren't with Amazon. When they were told to stop, they tried to ram their way into the base with the truck, and they put up a stop strip, and it stopped them. The Biden administration at first denied they were illegal immigrants, eventually did fess up that they are illegals, and they were bonded out on $10,000 and $20,000 bond, respectively, in exchange for their agreement to, you know, just could you not do terror attacks? Like, could you not? Could you stay away from military installation? That'd be great. Hey, if you want to go to a football game, yeah, that's on us. Hey, go ahead, right? Yeah, you do what you want, but just stay away from feds. Stay away from where they frequent. If you want to hit regular Americans, you go ahead. You do that. And by the way, if you could register to vote, that'd be great. That'll help. Well, guess what Judicial Watch just got? Internal documents showing one of the two illegal immigrants let out by the feds was on the terror watch list the whole time. They lied about it. The Biden administration lied about it. But you know what? It's just another Jordanian terrorist. Let him go. We need to focus all of our energy on Tulsi Gabbard so she doesn't say mean things about Kamala anymore. She's the real terrorist. She's on the terror watch list now. Good God. You know what? Congress ought to haul in whoever did this and grill him under oath. Look, I don't know, but here's what I'm going to tell you about this. I don't know if this is true, but Fitz News does have a pretty good track record of getting some really big stories early on. I'm just going to read what they're reporting. I don't know if it's true. Federal agents conducting an ongoing investigation involving a sitting member of the South Carolina General Assembly are probing allegations related to child exploitation, specifically allegations tied to child sex abuse materials, more commonly known as child pornography, served as the basis for a search warrant executed at the home of second-term South Carolina State Representative R.J. May of West Columbia. So, supposedly the search warrant was executed on May's home early Monday morning. That'd be August 5th. Electronic devices seized. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on. All right. So poor Tulsi Gabbard is on the terror watch list. Folks, this cannot continue to happen. As we learn that actual terrorists have been released this week. Folks, in updating the breaking news story, I mean, this is huge. Judicial Watch is reporting they've gotten internal documents showing the Biden administration lied about releasing a Jordanian terrorist into the country. This Jordanian terrorist was one of two illegal immigrants who did what sure looked like a dry run for a terror attack on Quantico. Remember that a couple months ago? The Biden administration hid that. We wouldn't know about it, except that a local reporter broke the news in the local newspaper about it. But these two illegals got a white truck, claimed they were with Amazon, tried to drive into the base, but it didn't work out because they weren't with Amazon. When they were told to stop, they tried to ram their way into the base with the truck, and they put up a stop strip, and it stopped them. The Biden administration at first denied they were illegal immigrants, eventually did fess up that they are illegals, and they were bonded out on $10,000 and $20,000 bond, respectively, in exchange for their agreement to, you know, just, could you not do terror attacks? Like, could you not, could you stay away from military installation? That'd be great. Hey, if you want to go to a football game, yeah, that's on us. Hey, go ahead, right? Yeah, you do what you want. But just stay away from feds. Stay away from where they frequent. If you want to hit regular Americans, you go ahead. You do that. And then, by the way, if you could register to vote, that'd be great. That'll help. Well, guess what Judicial Watch just got? Internal documents showing one of the two illegal immigrants let out by the feds was on the terror watch list the whole time. They lied about it. The Biden administration lied about it. But you know what? It's just another Jordanian terrorist. Let them go. We need to focus all of our energy on Tulsi Gabbard so she doesn't say mean things about Kamala anymore. She's the real terrorist. She's on the terror watch list now. Good God. You know what? Congress ought to haul in whoever did this and grill them under oath.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.